It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And today we're going to catch up with Representative Christine Watkins. First off, Christine, it's a pleasure to get you back on the radio waves. Thank you again for the time today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm excited to talk to you and share what's going on up here.
Yeah, it's brand new. I mean, first week of the legislative process, and we talked to Senator Hinkins about this yesterday. For you, does it take a couple of days to get your feet wet, or is it as seamless as ever, just getting right back into it?
So it's just kind of getting back into it. I have a new intern, but she's just outstanding. She's actually from Carbon County, Lacey Myers. Her mom is our AOG president, or director, not man, I don't think it's president, director, and Jerry Gamber. And so she's just been outstanding. She's a student at UBU, and it's just fun to have someone who knows everything about where we live be working with me.
Now, you and I talked a little bit off of the cuff about some of the bills that are really packing some weight right now, and I want you to go ahead and talk about those. The first one that you mentioned to me regards with the babies with Down syndrome.
Yeah, apparently in many countries, if they find out that an unborn baby is Down syndrome, it's just an automatic, they abort the baby. There are some countries that it's 100% or 90 to 100%. And so we have a representative, Liz M.B., who has filed a bill that would make it illegal to abort a baby just because it's Down syndrome. Now, of course, there's some legal issues with this, but part of the bill also deals with having a doctor either counsel with the mother themselves or send her for more counseling on the decision that she's going to be making. So this one's kind of a little hot topic up here, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with this bill as it goes through the process, because it is quite a process up here.
Another one that you mentioned to me is a bill regarding protective orders.
Right, and this came through the Senate, and it's kind of interesting because normally you have to be living with someone to be able to file a protective order against them. And because of the killing that we had here in Sandy this summer, where a young woman mother had been dating a guy and they had broken up, she could see that he was becoming very, very possessive of her, and so she was breaking it off, and it made him angry, and he actually hunted her down and killed her 6-year-old son, and then killed himself. So they're saying, listen, we need to protect people if they get into this kind of a situation and allow a protective order to be put in place. And they suspended their usual 3-reading requirement, and they have sent that bill to the House. So it could be passed very quickly.
That was going to be my next question in regards to both of these bills. What are we looking at as far as a time frame?
Well, with the Senate bill, because it's already gone through the Senate and it is now headed to committee in the House, it could go through within the first 2 weeks. Now, the other bill on abortion has to go through a committee. I don't even know that a committee has even been assigned that bill yet. And then it will be heard in our committee, heard on the floor, and then it goes to a Senate committee and then their floor. So there's a lot of things that can happen in that time frame to that bill. So that one I don't think is going to be going through quite as fast.
Again, we're being joined right now by Representative Christine Watkins as we get a legislative update. Christine, let's move on and talk about someone here from the local area that has definitely done very well for themselves. It's kind of a rare scenario. You were talking to me about this one off the air as well.
Right. This is Justice Paige Peterson, and she grew up her younger years in Emory County. I knew her as a student at Castledale Elementary. She's the same age as my oldest son. And while they were living in Emory County, her dad was appointed president of CEU. And so then they moved to Carbon County, and lived in Price, and Paige graduated from Carbon High School. Well, she went on to law school, has had a very illustrious career. If you read her bio, it's very impressive. And then she applied for and was chosen to be a member of our Justice Court, or the Utah Supreme Court. I'm saying the wrong word there, at the Utah Supreme Court. And she's the only woman on there now. When Christine Durham retired, they went out to find someone, and the Chief Justice Durant stated in his speech to us that she has a brilliant legal mind. And it's just so much fun to have someone from the Carbon-Emory area who understands rural issues and kind of has their head on straight, and to be in such a powerful position. I went out and had a took a selfie with her and talked with her. And so if anybody wants to see that, I have a Facebook page, you know, just Representative Christine Watkins. And so I'm always putting things on there about during the session, but I have a fun picture of the two of us there. And she's just a beautiful young woman and so successful. And it just proves that you can come from rural Utah and do anything you want to do.
Representative Christine Watkins, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to give us an update today. I know we'll catch up again on Friday, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Again, that's a legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union with Representative Christine Watkins.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills due in January? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.